This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has pulled the plug on a controversial soda ingredient. Brominated vegetable oil, or BVO, once a common additive in citrus-flavored sodas, has met its demise in the American market. In a groundbreaking decision, the FDA has officially banned the ingredient that has long been prohibited in many other countries worldwide. The move marks a significant shift in the beverage industry and highlights the ongoing scrutiny of food additives in the United States. The ruling comes after decades of debate and mounting scientific evidence on BVO's potential health risks. The FDA's decision to revoke BVO's registration stems from recent toxicology studies that have cast doubt on its safety for continued use in food products. BVO was widely used as an emulsifier, but brominated vegetable oil became a banned substance after scientific research, which spanned several decades. Initially introduced in the 1930s, BVO served as an effective agent to prevent citrus flavoring from separating in sodas. Its unique chemical structure, created by attaching bromine atoms to vegetable oil, allowed it to disperse evenly throughout beverages. But BVO can accumulate in fatty tissues over time, causing long-term effects on human health, particularly its potential interference with thyroid function. The thyroid gland plays a crucial role in regulating metabolism. Any disruption to its function can have far-reaching consequences, and BVO can cause heart problems and behavioral issues. Japan, India, and members of the European Union have banned BVO for years, citing concerns over its long-term effects on human health. The state of California took a pioneering step in October 2022 by legislating against BVO, with that state's ban set to take effect in 2027. The beverage industry has been anticipating the regulatory shift for some time. Major players like PepsiCo and Coca-Cola Company have proactively phased out BVO from their products over the past decade. Consumer advocacy groups welcomed the FDA's decision as a step towards more transparent and health-focused food regulations. Consumers will see further innovations in product formulations with a focus on safer, more natural ingredients driven by both regulatory pressures and changing consumer preferences. At the National Humanities Conference in mid-November, Humanities Montana was presented with the Schwartz Prize for its innovative Democracy Project program, a groundbreaking initiative aimed at empowering young Montanans to discover community needs and learn about the importance of civic engagement. The award was presented by the Federation of State Humanities Councils. The Schwartz Prize honors outstanding humanities programming across the nation. The Democracy Project is a teenager-led, nonpartisan initiative supported by local libraries, community partners, and Humanities Montana. The program gives teenagers the resources to meet community needs while learning their role in an evolving democracy. Through direct civic engagement, participants work for 6 months on projects that are vital to their communities, culminating in a public showcase. Humanities Montana is a nonprofit affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, one of 56 independent councils across the U.S. Established in 1972, the organization was created to better infuse the humanities into public life. Humanities Montana offers programs as well as grants and hosts programs in libraries like Montana Reads, the Montana Poets Laureate, and the Montana Center for the Book. The Schwartz Prize, established in 1982, celebrates the best in humanities programming and recognizes state councils for creativity, innovation, and impact. Humanities Montana shares this year's distinction with the Louisiana and Wisconsin Humanities Councils. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.